This is Our Living Lands, and I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The U.S. government signed hundreds of treaties with tribal nations. Tribes across the country are still fighting for their rights and lands promised to them. And now, climate change has made the urgency of protecting indigenous land and water even greater. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Haberman joined students on a trip to the last free-flowing groundwater stream in Wyoming's Laramie County.
A group of students hike up a steep, rocky hill, huffing and puffing. At the top, they look down at Horse Creek, meandering through Cattail Ranch, northeast of Cheyenne. Sandra Ironcloud is Northern Arapaho and teaches at Wyoming Indian High School.
We grew up knowing that this was part of our traditional homeland, from oral traditions from our grandparents and our parents. Unfortunately, not one treaty has been kept with our people, you know, so. But we're still here.
One of those treaties is tied to where they're standing.
The 1851 treaty, named after that creek right there, Horse Creek Treaty.
That's University of Wyoming Law School professor Jason Robison. The treaty involved the U.S. government and a big group of Plains tribes, including the Arapaho, Cheyenne, and Sioux Nations. It defined their territories and was negotiated as settlers moved west in the 19th century.
The original place where they were supposed to negotiate the deal was Fort Laramie, near the confluence of the North Platte and the Laramie River.
But more than 10,000 people showed up, and there wasn't enough room at the fort.
So what'd they do? They moved it 30 miles downstream along Horse Creek.
The treaty was ultimately signed at the confluence of Horse Creek and the North Platte River, right over the border in what is now Nebraska.
The tribal territory that it carved up as a shared territory for the Cheyenne and Arapaho is what we're standing on right now.
That territory was drastically reduced by another treaty about 20 years later. The Northern Arapaho tribe never received their own land and ended up on the Wind River Reservation with the Eastern Shoshone tribe. Sandra Ironcloud says those treaty failures are still very much alive for her.
My life is based upon the sacrifices our people made, which was giving up this land to be put on the reservations.
She's with the school's traditional club and has been teaching since 1985.
To be able to come back here and to connect my students, to be able to come connect, to walk where our ancestors were, it means a lot.
Ironcloud and her students were invited here by rancher and water attorney Reba Epler. The goal was to acknowledge their connection to the land and highlight the importance of groundwater management.
When you look this way, you can see there's a ton of trees and there's a ton of cattails and there's a ton of willows.
A fence cuts the valley in half, separating a lush riparian zone from a not-so-lush part of Horse Creek, owned by another rancher.
I don't want to harsh on this rancher because everybody can change, but the water is so much hotter there. There's nothing to keep it cool. It's evaporating like crazy.
The students spend time exploring Horse Creek, splashing in the water and tossing cattails at each other. Then, they hop in a bus and drive down dirt roads to Lodgepole Creek.
The creek used to be extremely different because there was water all the time.
That's Reba Epler's dad, Casey, who grew up in the area.
A combination of drought, excessive groundwater pumping, housing development west of us led to this.
Sandra Ironcloud's granddaughter, JC, says there's a lot to be worried about when it comes to water.
Water pollution and drought and all that kind of stuff. And like they said, water pumping and oil pipelines also.
She's Northern Arapaho in Ogallala, Lakota, and her parents went to the Standing Rock Dakota Access Pipeline protests in 2016.
It was a really big thing, and it still is a big thing, too. And it should be kept as a big thing because it's like, you know, that should be our main worry right now, is like keeping our water clean and healthy for our future.
And that's what brings this group of people together, a passion for keeping water in the West flowing. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Haberman.
Tune in next week for more stories about how climate change affects tribal communities. I'm Antonia Gonzalez for Our Living Lands, a collaboration of Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation, Native Public Media, and the Mountain West News Bureau.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.